So Denise, tell us about your program.
Something that struck me just a few minutes ago when someone asked about the age-appropriate question. We throw that term about a lot, I think, without really thinking about it. And we want to keep our older adults safe, and there are some things that go along with aging that I myself as a trainer have to consider when I train them. But I never, ever think of age-appropriate exercise. I think of condition-appropriate. And if you would all start thinking that way, it doesn't matter what age they are. I have a 96-year-old that can do things a healthy 60-year-old can do. So try to stop thinking about age appropriate and think about condition appropriate, because we have very sick young people and some very healthy older people. I think what Bill wants me to talk about is to throwing in some communal and some friendly competitiveness into your programs. Because we had just developed our grounds and added some fitness trails, and we had put in the Life Trail outdoor exercise equipment. Some of you might be familiar with that. And we found that people, you know, you put in and it's a beautiful, you just think they're going to go use it. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work with the pool. It doesn't work with your facility. It doesn't work with anything. You have to get them there. And one thing about competitiveness in a CCRC, where you have a lot of different conditions, again, not thinking of age, of thinking conditions, is to make it as fair as you can for all. So it's also the intangibles, the things that you can't measure that are so important. I just finished another contest, ran for 8 weeks, about strength training, because we have all this beautiful strength training equipment. We opened a new facility a year ago, and it was not being used enough. You know, this is a culture, especially the women, they never have done this before, and they just didn't think it was for them. I want them to see that they don't have to take much time to do it. So we picked only 5 exercises. I boiled it down to, okay, the 5 most important, 5 machines. Once they learn them, it's going to take 10 to 15 minutes. It's all they have to do. Anybody can agree to that, at least 2 times a week. They, as long as they're doing it reasonably well, they're not doing it in a way it's going to hurt them or anyone else, they come. I let them come. Till the day comes where they're no longer connecting with me and realize that they're in a class and we have to have that hard conversation. I have made some interesting observation. As people lose many of their memories or even forget that they've been in class before, I have seen their muscle memory remains. As soon as I put the dumbbell in their hands and say, lift them over your head, perfect form. They can't remember anything else but perfect form. They learned it. It stays. It stays a lot longer than many of their other faculties. There's lots of other tests out there. There's lots of balance tests. There's lots of tests you can do. Sometimes we don't feel all those tests are appropriate for every person. Again, it's condition appropriate. Some people, we feel even the 6 minutes will be a challenge. So we time them walking our connecting corridor into the Chorale Center from the main facility. We just time them to walk the corridor because we know they at least came that far. So we just see how long it took them to do it. You can kind of make up your own tests. It might not have value comparing it to the rest of the country, but you have your baseline and you can measure improvement. These actual scores that you can give people are very motivating. When they can see it in black and white and say, wow, my flexibility did increase. I thought maybe it did, but I thought maybe I was just, you know, being hopeful. There's a measurement.